is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Russia. Speaking in Brussels, Kerry called Russia's support for the Syrian government, in his words, irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised. He said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the top U.N. human rights official is calling for limits on the use of the veto power by the U.N. Security Council's five permanent members to halt the tragedy unfolding in East Aleppo in northern Syria. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein likens the horrors being inflicted on the citizens of Aleppo to those that occurred in cities such as Warsaw, Stalingrad, and Dresden. High Commissioner spokesman Rupert Colville says the relentless bombing of Aleppo bears all the hallmarks of the destruction of those cities in World War II.
We don't think that's an inappropriate analogy given the scale of destruction in Aleppo.
During the past 10 days, the World Health Organization reports 342 people have been killed, but it says the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Yemen is experiencing one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, but most media attention is on Syria. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. The storm brought heavy rain and wind as it swirled on toward Cuba and the Bahamas. Forecasters say Matthew could hit Florida toward the end of the week and push its way up the east coast of the U.S. over the weekend. This is VOA News. A raft of new public opinion polls indicate Democrat Hillary Clinton retains her edge over Republican Donald Trump. National polls mostly show Clinton leading Trump and two minor party candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party contender Jill Stein, by 4 or 5 percentage points. Surveys in closely contested states, all conducted in the days after the recent debate, showed Clinton gaining ground on Trump. The website Politico says Clinton is now ahead in 7 of the 11 states where the outcome is in doubt. The focus now is on tonight's vice presidential debate in Virginia between Republican candidate Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine. The Nobel jury announced Tuesday that three university professors have won the Nobel Prize for Physics for their work on exotic states of matter. Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David J. Tholis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth new and unexpected understandings of the way solid materials behave. Duncan Haldane spoke to reporters.
You don't get up at the beginning of the day and say, I'm going to discover something great today. You're doing whatever you're doing, and you happen to chance on something through some other route. And you have to have, of course, the insight to see that what you found is something interesting.
All three winners teach at U.S. universities. The European Parliament has overwhelmingly endorsed the ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement with 610 votes for, 38 against, and 31 abstentions. The 28 EU nations voted to simultaneously ratify the agreement to limit global warming. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Western alliances are willing to work with Russia to seek solutions to end the unrest in Ukraine, but will stand firm on principles based on freedom and international law. Speaking Tuesday in Belgium, Kerry told the Russian people that despite what their leaders tell them, NATO does not seek to weaken, to contain, or to divide their nation or any other nation. But Kerry said the willingness of NATO and EU countries to search for common ground with Russia does not relieve them of the obligation to stand their ground on behalf of freedom and international law. The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth remains weak. It predicts that advanced economies around the world will expand slowly this year. Afghan officials say security forces are still battling Taliban insurgents in the city of Kunduz, where militants staged multi-pronged offensives. The officials said the process of securing the city was being slowed by Taliban gunmen who were hiding in civilian homes. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Begin broadcast.